Blog Talk Radio.
From day 26, and he will be tuned in any minute now. So I'm totally excited, and I hope you guys are excited too. For all those who are tuned in for the first time, I just want to say welcome. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue, and I can't even stress this enough, to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you so much for being amazing. Shouts out to Austin for always being in tune. You know, I don't know. I might have to, you know, put Austin down with the show, you know, put her on payroll. Because she's always in tune supporting the In Tune show. And those are the type of people that I love, 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 you know. And as far as the schedule goal for the In Tune show, we're 7 days a week. So you can go to our website at theintuneshow.com and definitely reference all our segments or the amazing people that are part of the team and everyone who contributes to the Intune show to make it a special place to be. So let's get back to the guest of the hour, which I cannot wait to talk to. So for all you guys that already know and tune into the show all the time, I have officially locked in my third Day 26 member, meeting Mike. So I'm totally excited to, you know, get to gain on him and see his new project. We just listened to his song Time Machine, which I think is totally awesome. I think he has an amazing voice. And for all those who want to call in to talk to Mike, give us a call in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Miss P and Mr. Mike. So ladies, 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 do not miss the opportunity, because when I said that I was interviewing him, I mean, Twitter was lighting up for me day one. You know, and I was just like, wow, this is going to be totally amazing, because there are so many people that want to talk to Big Mike. You know, even our own Miss Sweet Tea, she was totally excited about it. So shouts out to Miss Sweet Tea, because she is like, I love Mike. I can't believe you got him. And yeah, he will be in tune shortly. So it's just all the excitement behind everyone else's excitement has me totally excited. Does that make sense? Let me know. So for all those, again, that want to call in to talk to Mike, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be in tune. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him to give us a call in, you know, I feel like hearing some Slim from 112. Baby, baby. Let's tune in.
Baby, baby, baby. Hi, this is MC Light. My foundation, Hip Hop Sisters, has partnered with the First Wave Hip Hop Artistry Program to offer a $100,000 college scholarship to a freshman who plans to enter college in the fall of 2013. Get more details now at www.hiphopsisters.org. That's hiphopsisters.org. And click the scholarship tab. Good luck.
Yay. So we played Time Machine by Big Mike. We played Baby Baby by Slim from 112. And MC Light just letting us know to get in tune to the scholarship that she has going on. Again, you guys, if you're interested, it ends on October 1st. So definitely check it out at hiphopsisters.org and click on the scholarship link. Definitely show some support and be in tune. So without further ado, the man of the hour, the man that I can't wait to talk to, is definitely in tuned right now, and I'm totally excited. So let's bring him right on. Big Mike, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm good.
Yay! In tune show! No. So first, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to get us in tune with you and your latest project, Time Machine. So thank you, Mike. Thank you.
No problem at all.
So for our listeners who are just getting in tune to your style and your music, because, you know, some people actually do live under a rock, Mike, believe it or not. So for all those who are getting in tune with you for the first time, you know, tell us a little bit about Mike.
Well, I've been doing music all my life. I was on the hit TV show Making a Band 4. Well, I was putting in, you know, the group Day 26, you know. We had two albums, you know, gold album, BT Awards, nominated for multiple awards. So, you know, and now I'm just stepping out on my own, and, you know, I got my solo project on mixtape called My Time, and I got a single out now with Time Machine, which y'all are playing over there, so.
Yes, you're doing a daggone thing. So I want to get a little bit in-depth, though, if I may, and you can tell me, hey, Miss P, I'm not answering that, but I just want to know a little bit about what you were like as a kid and growing up in South Carolina, because that accent is just, like, ringing in my ears, and it's just making me want to embrace you. I know you get that a lot, like, women loving that accent.
I grew up like most people's parents, like, the people, like, you know, how your parents are raised. I grew up that way as a kid, you know. So, I mean, I grew up with my grandparents, and they taught me, like, the old way of living. So, I mean, I had to, you know, everything was kind of like none technology. So, we made everything we had as kids, like, as far as everything, like our bikes. If we wanted to play basketball, we made that. Like, you know, we was hands-on, and we just had to be creative because we had, like, we had each other. It was, like, 25 of us in one house, like, grandkids. So,
Right. So how old were you when you started to sing, and, you know, when did you know that this is what you wanted to do as a career?
Well, as far as I can remember, I started singing when I was four-year-old kindergarten. I used to sing on the bus. I used to do, you know, like, little concerts, people on the bus. Like, they always ask me to sing when I got on the bus in the morning. So that's probably as far back as I can remember.
Right. So that's awesome, because I can't remember anything but trying to run from the bullies, Mike. They weren't asking me to sing. They were trying to take me down for some reason. I don't even know why to this day. Like, I was the target of all fists.
No.
So it's crazy, Mike. It's crazy. So who were some of your, like, musical inspirations growing up? And are you able to play any instruments? If so, can you play by ear, or were you classically trained?
Like, my musical interest came from anyone, like, any kind of music that sparks my interest. Like, that's really where it comes from. Like, I listen to any and every genre of music because, you know, I just really like music. So, and everything, like, when it comes to me, I just start singing stuff. So, even if I'm listening to a song, something different might come to me and I start singing it a little differently, but I guess, you know, like, Boyz II Men has always been one of my favorite groups. And, you know, Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, you know, J. LaVert, and, you know, just any and every kind of music. But I do play. I have a, I play guitar. I play the acoustic, and I play the piano. I play the tuba and trombone, but I'm a little rusty on them two.
Wow. So,
I play the piano by ear.
Wow. Like, seriously, though, a lot of women want men that can cook, and they're, like, flattered and all over the place with it. Like, oh, my God, he could cook. But I'm sitting here like, do you guys hear this? Like, he's playing, like, 50 instruments, okay?
And I could cook.
And he can sing.
Could
cook. And he's a cutie.
I could do that.
Okay, and he's a cutie to boot. So, I mean, really, though, that's, like, a total quadruple package.
Yeah, you know, I try. Not...
I love it. So what has been, like, one of the most important things that you learned, you know, while, you know, out here on your journey and your career that you can share with everyone? It don't have to be anything personal, but, you know, just something in general.
Just, you know, you only get what you put in. You know, a lot of people, this is a hard business to be in, and, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of hours. You know, sometimes, you know, you can work as hard as you want, but sometimes no outcome comes at the moment where you want it to. But it's to those that, you know, that keep going and keep pushing. And, you know, you have to be talented and you have to be dedicated to what you're doing first. But if you stay on it and keep pushing and you're going harder than anybody else, then eventually you'll come out on top. So, and,
absolutely.
I mean, and that's the thing about it. You know, you got to be able to go. Like, it's hard to get in this industry and it's harder to stay in it. So,
no, point taken. It definitely is, you know, it has its moments, definitely. So with that being said, if I can, and I really don't want to touch on this a little much because, you know, that's not my style of interviewing, but I'm just curious if you wanted to share a little bit about, you know, MTV, your whole start there, and how was it for you? Because to be honest with you, I don't watch television, Mike. I don't. But when this particular, you know, when the Making a Band comes on, when this episode came on with you on it, I was, like, kind of glued to this episode. And every time I was trying to walk past it, you know, my younger brother would be watching it. And he's like, oh, man, they better not do this, and they better, you know, whatever. And I'm sitting here like, really, though? You're sitting here watching reality TV? And when, you know, you started singing, because they had you guys, like, on a stage singing, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. They better be putting him in the group. So from that point on, I just started watching it, and I was just, like, admiring, like, your admiration and your determination, you know, you when he took the break and you guys came back and, you know, you was, like, all toned up and you just like, yeah, I'm here. You know, it was just like, Dad, this is really what stood out for me for you. So how was your experience, you know, with all of that in the beginning? Like, oh, my God. Did you want to give up?
No, I mean, that was, like, my only thing that I had to work on. Like, I mean, I felt like, you know, I got some hints from everybody, like, the only thing I needed, you know, everybody had their issues, but the only thing anybody ever had a problem with me was, like, the whole thing of the weight. You know, they just wanted me to look a certain way. So I was like, cool. I mean, for me to have a chance to do what I love to do, all I got to do is lose some pounds. That's, I mean, that's nothing. So, but
yeah,
it was a great
true.
Experience because, I mean, the mm-hmm. things that we went through, like the competitiveness that we went through just to get there. So it was a great experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fact that you even was there in the moment is tremendous to me. So this is another thing that I try to, you know, point out to certain artists that are coming up and trying to do their thing. Just, you know, be ingratiate the moment, because not a lot of people were able to get to where you were. You know, we wish them well and we're rooting for them, but just ingratiate the fact that you were in that moment. So, yeah, Mike, I love the way you just, you know, did your thing on that and, you know, continue to do your thing for that matter. I think you're amazing. And that's all I have to say about that. If I say anything more, then we'll be dating, and I don't think you're ready for that.
Yeah, you ain't ready, girl. You ain't ready.
So tell me about your solo project. And are you currently working with anyone, collabs and anything like that?
Well, right now, you know, I'm finishing up my mixtape. It's called My Time Again. And the single is called Time Machine, and I got about, probably got a couple more songs before I'm done. So, but it's pretty much like I took the whole thing as like, because we did an album as a group, we just never put it out. So I just wanted to change things around, like the way I do it. So I started doing like all the music on my, like myself. Like I wanted to write my own songs, like write everything myself, and my own like in home producers and writers, you know. So I'm just doing everything from the home base.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do have a couple records out, you know, or a couple records ready for collabs, but I'm not really shopping for the collabs yet, so I'm just trying to finish everything first, then I'll send it out.
Absolutely. So is it anybody that Big Mike wants to work with? You know, interested in working with any artists out there? Even some unsigned artists are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to work with any and everybody. I'm just out here ready to go at it. I stay ready to work. That's all I do. So if I'm not in the studio, I'm trying to be in the gym or somewhere, like something productive. Like I'm doing something productive every day. So I'm willing to work with any and everybody. I got a record right now that I need to shoot the Wale. So hope you know. Get on that and bless you on the track.
Absolutely. You might need me on a track, too, because, you know, I'm good at saying me. You know, how did that sound?
Oh, you got me? You got me now?
Exactly. Like, I'm good with me's.
We can get in the booth right after this now. We can get in the booth right after this interview.
Stop it, please, because I'm silly and I don't know how to stop laughing. So we gonna, you know, it's all a control thing, and I'm working on that, Mike. I'm working on the giggles. I'm working on it. excuse me. So how has Big Mike changed as a man, like going from auditioning to being a group member to getting out there and doing his own thing as a solo artist? You know, all of us, we have our ups, our downs, our lessons, our, you know, failures. So what have you developed on this journey?
It's been a crazy journey. I've been through so much since the time that I started doing this to now. So, and I've always been a more mature person than what my age is anyway. So it's been a lot, first of all. Like I've been through a lot, but I wouldn't change it because it made me who I am today. So, and the things that I've been through, I'm able to write about, and that's why my music is so relatable, because the things that I go through, I put it all in my music, and I just feel like people can relate to a lot of things that I've been through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, especially a time machine, because who the hell doesn't want one of those right in their living room?
I know, right? Everybody got somebody they want to go back and change the situation for.
Exactly. Like, if I can change the situation right now, Mike, like, I would be where you are right now.
Yeah, I got a time machine right here. You better come on too.
I'm serious. Just like, could you just please play an instrument or please just sing? You know, I'd be like those girls, like, back in the days when they were just, like, throwing their clothes off on the stage. Like, yeah, just have to need them anymore.
Right here. I'm going to be sitting right here with my guitar. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. I can't even take this. I love when it's fun on the show. I love it. And even if you're not fun when you come here, you're going to be fun afterwards.
we're gonna have fun.
So I have some questions from some of the fans that were like chicken to call in. And what if I may ask those questions. And again, you don't have to answer anything that you're uncomfortable with, because I'm not here to try to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm just here to love you and ingratiate you and, you know, laugh with you.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Okay, cool. So one of the questions were, are you single, Mike? And I think
yes,
I'm going to know
am.
That, too.
I'm going to let the whole world know right now. Yes, I am very single. I was in a relationship, but that's over, dead and gone. So, you know, I'm very much single, and I'm ready to get up out here.
I know that's
I'm looking
right.
For all
Did
the single
that?
Ladies.
That's right. And don't ever talk to him, guys, until I let you know it's okay, because I'm thinking about this one, my approach.
and
yeah, you gotta get it together first, and I'll let you guys know. I will tweet it. So another question was, what's one of your annoying habits?
Annoying habit. I'm always like what I do. Annoying habit that I have, that I do, or somebody.
Uh-huh. Your annoying habits, you.
Oh, okay. I'm always singing. Sometimes people don't, you know, people nervous sometimes, and then like I'm always humming something or like tapping and making a beat with my hands. Like I'll be sitting there, and I could be mm-hmm. tapping on the chair or something. And sometimes people don't like that, so I would say that's probably an annoying habit.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see me now, like, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, I could say a lot, and I'd be like,
why? Exactly. Another question was, you know, and this is actually my question, then I'll flip back to one of their questions. What is the craziest thing that a fan has done?
The craziest thing that a fan's done is tattooed my name on her butt cheek.
What? Are you serious? Did she tweet this?
Say what?
Did she tweet this picture? Because we need to all, I need to see this.
No, I actually seen it in person.
Oh, you was there in person?
Yeah, I was there in person.
That's awesome, Mike. I mean, what did it take? Did you, was it like three songs? Was it tapping repeatedly? Like, what happened? No, don't
what,
even tell
that?
Me. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out on my own. I'm going to find out on my own. Don't even tell me what made it. don't even tell me what happened. I have to figure this one out on my own. I like puzzles. I like puzzles. But we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the call, if that's okay with you, Big Mike.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so 913, you're on the line with Big Mike and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Miss P. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great. Of course, you know this is me, and I'm very, very nervous. This is Miss Sweet Tea.
Hey, Miss Sweet Tea. Why are you nervous, girl? This is Big Mike. He is a teddy bear.
for that reason, it's Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
How you doing, baby? Sweet Tea, huh?
Oh, God, you called me baby. That's the end of the phone call. I can melt. I'm done talking.
To
I forgot my question. I forgot my question. Let me get myself together. Okay, I'm back. Because I'm by no means shy whatsoever. So let me, I'm back. So what's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm just great. I don't know how to start my question because I don't want to seem like, you know, well, let me just go on and ask my question. Do you feel better? Do you feel better? As a solo artist, or would you prefer to actually be in a group?
I like both. You know, like I said, like I love being in a group. I love being on stage with three or four other guys that's willing to go to battle every night, and we just put on a great show because they were so talented. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Day 26, and I love it to the death of me, but, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, we're not together right now, so I have to go rock out on my own, which is a good thing for me because I can express myself in so many other ways than the percentage that I was given only in Day 26 because I had a role to play. We all had to play our own role, and now it's all on me, so I can give you everything of Mike. I can give you all of Mike. It's not just
quarter
of Mike
anymore. I like the sound of that. All of Mike. Yes, like that.
Miss VP, did you not just hear me say that this was my man until further notice? Like, where did we drop the pieces at right here?
I told you, Miss P, I love you, but I will fly to New York and have
the
time. Look, we're having a cat fight live on air over Big Mike. Anyone want to join in? 818-495-6975, and you can join the Battle Royal. Because remember Glow, Gorgeous Women of Wrestling? Like, this would totally, I would be off the top rope on you, Miss T.
Yes.
Like, don't do it. Off the top rope, headbanger, over Mike.
Over Mike. But see, never mind, because I don't like sharing, so I can't say we can share, because I don't like to share, so I'm staying.
I definitely understand that one. But I'm getting my tattoo first.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and get the tattoo.
Oh, man.
You do the chat. We'll pray about it because I'm not doing it. My other question is, I'm also a mic fan as well, but I noticed I seen you singing gospel on YouTube. You were singing I Won't Complain. Will we be getting another song? Will we get another gospel song?
I remember, like, where I was at, they ended up recording me. I mean, I have a couple recordings where people record me when I be in church, and they record me singing, but, you know, I have a gospel group as well, so.
What?
You do?
Are you told them? Right.
Like, where did I drop the ball at? Like, what's happening? Tell us about this, Mike. Tell us about this.
It's made up of all my first cousins. We all related. All of my first cousins. It's called 2G Ministries. So,
wow.
And
how long you been doing that?
No. We just started it. So they wanted.
Oh, okay.
You know, they wanted to start something up. So we just started it. So not.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
And so other than Twitter.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Sweetie.
Other than Twitter, is there any other kind of way? Because I know back in the day, well, not back in the day, but, you know, you guys used to also do the video blogs, and I really enjoyed them because they were so hilarious, just acting silly. That's why I love you so much, because you're so funny. Are you doing any other blogs on another site?
No, not right now. People ask me about that all the time, so I'm going to have to get back on and make another site so I can just have my own personal thing, like, so I can do blogs. And because I have fun every day of the week, like, every day, like, me and my family or whoever I'm around, like, it's hilarious. So, I'm going to start blogging and putting it on the internet.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. So we have something to look forward to, Miss Sweet Tea. So is there anything else you would like to ask Big Mike? Because unfortunately, we don't have him all night, although I want to.
I mean, we can hit on. It's a family show. I'm sorry. My mind, I'm going back.
Yeah. Definitely.
No, I mean, I just really love you, Mike, and I wish you all the best of success. Rather it be with a group or not, because you're still the bomb with or without it.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Miss Sweet Tea.
Yes. Smooches. See y'all guys later.
Bye. Yay. So, yeah, nothing but love. You know, how did that make you feel to know that two women were about to fight over you, Mike, right here, right now? Because it was
Damn,
about to go
though,
down.
Y'all was about to get it in. Y'all was finna get it in, right?
For real. I mean, I didn't bring my Vaseline. You know, nothing like that. Or, you know, I didn't bring my scarf to tie around my hair, even though, you know, I really don't have much. But still, I don't want to get scratched. I don't want to do this. So I just had a few more questions before I let you go, Mike, if that's okay.
Nah, you good.
Okay, yay. So another question from one of your fans was, you know, when you perform, what do you think about?
Giving a great show, you know, when I perform, I just, it's nothing like being, it's only one other rush I get from, other than being on stage. It's like, being on stage, it's like, it's a whole different kind of excitement and a rush, you know, and I thrive off that, so it's just me being on stage is like giving the people a good show. Like, if you pay your money to come see me and I'm on stage, every time I step on stage, I just want to give them my all.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll leave with something, you know. And my voice may take you through something, and, you know, you might have a bad day, and then you come see me sing, you know, and I put a smile on your face just for that hour or that, you know, hour and a half, you know, you forgot about everything you was worried about. So.
Wow. Just listening to you is making me forget that we're live, you know what I mean? So I have to keep bringing it back. Like, hello, Precious, get it together. So, yeah, it's definitely an amazing thing to just be in your position because you have this voice that, you know, not only can you articulate well, but you can sing very well. And, you know, with music in general, in my opinion, is just something that kind of, like, it speaks in volumes when you just have, like, the voice like yours. And I wish I would just, you know, just tell you to just sing right now, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Hint, hint. I'm not going to do it.
So you're going to say it there like you didn't say it.
Exactly. Speaking in the second party and things of that nature. So when you're not... How I'm going to do Red Mike, tell me, because I want to hear this.
I said, how are you going to say something like that and act like you didn't say it?
That's the one that you need to run away from, Mike, because I need prescription medication. I need a prescription. Like, who does that? Only Miss P does that. Only Miss P does that. So when you're not performing and you're just relaxing, what are some of the things that you like to do? Because I'm taking notes.
Well, me personally, like, I'm a big family person, so, you know, I like to, you know, be around my cousins, because I have a big family, so I like to be around my cousins and my aunties and stuff, you know, my uncles, and so when I'm not, you know, working, you know, I love just, you know, just chill around my family. We talk and we play cards, play spades, on the king of spades, and that's pretty much it. I like bowling and I like going to the movies, but other than that, I like to be with my
family. Right. That's so amazing. How do you manage to just stay so grounded and humble, Mike, with all of the adversity and madness in the entertainment world? Like, how do you remain Big Mike? I need some pointers.
I was raised a certain way. Like, I told you, I was raised by my grandparents. They ain't played it. Like, I was wild as a child, like, when I was really young. So, I mean, they put me in check, like, for that. But just the way I was raised, and, you know, I never forget the fact that my family was there for me, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what keeps me, you know, to the ground. You know, I know who I am. So that's another thing that people forget who they are, or they don't, like, really know who they are before they get into the entertainment industry. And once you get some kind of stardom and fame and stuff like that, you know, it only heightens what you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is who I am. So, I mean, I'm not going to change it because, you know, everybody knows me now. You know, that doesn't change anything for me. It just means that I got a bigger platform. But at the end of the day, I'm still Mike. I'm still Michael. Still the same dude my grandma told me. I better act like I got some sense. So, I mean,
right.
My grandma didn't play. She
used to get that.
My grandma didn't play no games.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to whoop anybody.
Dang. I'm glad I didn't come over because she would have been on me. Like, if you don't sit yourself down somewhere, I'm telling you, it would have been a constant battle. She would have been tearing me down. But shout out to Grandma, you know, for, you know, always, you know, showing that love because, you know, I love grandmothers. I love mothers. You know, I love people that's just like, hey, this is not going to happen. No matter who they are in your life, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the person who birthed you, but whoever plays, like, a predominant role in your life and just kind of keeps you on that straight and narrow is nothing but love. So shout out to Grandma, for real. Shout out to her for that. So besides music, are there any other things that you're passionate about?
Well, I also, in my spare time, when you asked me a while ago, it didn't even come to me, but I also teach kids. Like, I teach at the Boys and Girls Club, and I go over and I teach them, like, steps and dance and stuff like that, because I like teaching. I enjoy teaching.
Right. That's beautiful, Mike. See, this is why I'm going to make an order right now for two bands. And what do you like, diamonds in your band? What do you like?
Whatever.
We're getting married.
Like,
well, you don't get quiet now, Mike. Don't get quiet now. Like, oh, Lord, this lady done lost her scruples. I'm ready. I'm ready for a man that can cook, play instruments, sing to me, look good, grounded, family orientated. Like, what woman isn't ready for that? Only a crazy person. Like, I need a prescription for other things, but not that. I gotta have common sense for that. Definitely. So, Mike, with your new project that you have coming out, your mixtape and everything like that, what are you trying to convey? What do you want your supporters and your listeners to, you know, take from your project?
Like, really, I just want them to have that side of me, like, just knowing who I am without my, like, just trying to expose who I am solo, not always being around a group. So, really, the biggest thing is for people to know that I make great music on my own and not just with the group. So, I just want everybody, you know, to, when it comes out, my time to mixtape, when it drops, you know, everybody download it. It's free. Like, Time Machine is free. But, I just want people to, I want to take people back to a time where music felt good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and, you know, you could play something that, you could play music when you were going through something, it would, like, really to help you, or you could think about it, and you just zone out, you know.
Absolutely.
I think we're
absolutely
missing that these days.
We definitely are, and we definitely missing a lot of artists that take music as seriously as you do, because a lot of people are just like throwing stuff together, and no offense to anyone and how they go about doing the damn thing, but definitely music to me is like really relevant because of, you know, just growing up in an era, I'm not going to say how old, and just growing up in my era, you know, music was always big, and it's always something that I always like kind of referred to when I was having any type of moment in my life. So it's always good to have music out there that you can relate to, that coincides with your emotions at the time. Because it's like an aesthetic, you know, like music. So definitely proud and happy about the fact that you're definitely about to drop this mixtape with all this yumminess on it. Because, you know, that's what we need out here.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love and support.
Definitely. So tell people where they can find you, Big Mike, to stay in tune to Time Machine and when the mixtape drops. Where can they, you know, love you and love you like how I love you, but not really how I love you because I'll kill them, but tell them.
Anyway, y'all want to hit me up on Twitter, Mike_Day26. Once again, on my Twitter is Mike_Day26. Facebook, which is where I don't really, I use it, but not really like that. So, you know, it's Michael McClooney. But if you want to hit me on my Facebook, which is, once again, Mike_Day26.
Absolutely, Mike. I just want to tell you that I think you're amazing. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you never know what you're going to hear from someone when you don't know them. And you never know how that energy is going to project, even though it's a called-in interview. But I must say that I'm very, very, like, happy for the privilege to have been able to talk to you and to gain more insight on you because it just makes me want to ingratiate you even more, not just because you're amazing as an artist and a great singer, just getting to know you and seeing that you're real and you're humble is going to, like, resonate with a lot of people that wasn't aware of this before. Because people tend to forget, like you said, like, you know, I have a broader platform, but I'm still Mike. And a lot of people have a tendency of putting people on these plateaus, like they don't use the bathroom, they don't blow their nose, they don't do all these things. And, yeah, there are people, too.
Yeah.
There are people, too. But to know that you're, like, who you are and the way you represent yourself makes me want to just, like, love you, love you, love you, love you more every day. So thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, have our listeners gain on you.
You know, I appreciate y'all having me out here. So anytime at all.
Yeah, when you drop that mixtape, I would love to follow up on you so we can see how it's all going, so you can tell me which one's your favorite one and why and all that good stuff. I'm ready for it. And by then, I'll have our rings in play.
When this mixtape drops, I want y'all to tell me what's y'all favorite one. That's going to be the new single. Everybody tells me which song they like, that's what my new single will be.
Yay! So we definitely ready for that. So keep me in the loop for that. And, you know, let's just grow and, you know, support each other. And don't let this be our last time communicating with each other. Don't, like, get off this interview and be like, okay, that's done, and keep it moving, because that's not how I'll work. I will stalk you to the day that, like, till you move out of the country, like, don't do it. You're not ready for that. I'll be like, Mike, why aren't you saying anything? No, I'm just playing. I'm not like that.
Nah,
but definitely just, you know. stay in tune with me. And I'm about to follow you on Twitter because I didn't realize I wasn't. And if you appreciate me, you follow me back.
You're just wrong.
I was so busy trying to prepare for you that I didn't even realize that I wasn't following you, Mike. But I'm about to change the dynamics on that drastically because not only am I going to be following you, I'm going to be just tweeting to, you know, follow you every day. So, yeah, you on my radar.
Okay.
And I'll stay in tune with everybody. Yeah, definitely. So thank you so much again for being amazing.
No problem. I appreciate y'all having me.
And you better follow me back. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, soon.
Okay, bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Big Mike. Love him, love him, love him. If you guys aren't following him like I wasn't, but I'm now in tune with Mike, do so now at Mike_day26. Definitely support, support, support. That is so very important. Shout out to his manager, Joe, for making this all possible for me and definitely keeping me rolling over here. Although I was live, I was trying not to laugh at his tweets, but it's definitely funny. You know, shout out to Miss Sweet Tea for calling in and having a little girl fight with me. It was totally hilarious, okay? That was the first time on the show. I went, well, you guys know that we don't do that all the time, but, you know, we do like to keep it fun. So I'm going to play another track for you guys because I'm in a good mood now. He put me in a good mood. I'm definitely feeling like alive. I'm feeling alive. So we're going to play another track and we'll be back on to just, you know, tell you guys to have a good night because I'm back on tomorrow night and I'm back on Thursday night and I'm back on the rest of the week. So, you know, if you miss me, you won't miss me too long. So let's get in tune with Dave Tolliver from Minute Lodge with Home, one of my favorites.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say no more. Ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected it's leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to
I'm
out here on the road.
Yeah, guys. So that was Dave Tolliver. Again, I want to just give a shout out to Joe, Mike's manager, for getting us in tune with Mike today. Shout out to Mike for being amazing and inspiring and just so humble. Shout out to our new listener, Jeffrey. Shout out to a guest that just tuned in. Shout out to T. Orson, as usual, for always being tuned in. I just want to thank you guys for continuously supporting. You can go and follow us on Twitter. Definitely follow us on Twitter at Intune Show, and that's NTUNEDSHOW. You can find us on Facebook under the Intune Show. That's our first page. Our second page is under Intune Show with the letter I typed out twice in caps for two, the Roman numeral. So everyone's like, how come I can't add you on that page? I cannot add any more people on the first Intune page. It is jam-packed, and that's why we had to start a new one. So, you know, either you can subscribe to that page or go like a page or not like page, like Miss P page, do whatever. Just stay in tune with us because we want to stay in tune with you. And if that's too many things, then definitely just go to the website and subscribe to our newsletters and things like that. It's weekly. It happens, and you'll be in tune to everything that's happening. We have a ton of contests going on and promotional things. I just wanted to run through those briefly. The first thing is for the month of September, we're playing tracks for $1. So you can definitely get in tune by emailing music@theintuneshow.com for consideration. I just want you guys to know that the dollar is just to go towards investing in yourself. It's really not about the money. It's about investing in yourself and your projects. Just like we have to invest in ourselves every day on the Intune Show, as an artist, as someone that has a brand, a business owner, entrepreneur, whatever it is that you do in your everyday life is an investment. So accepting $1 for tracks for the month of September. Not all tracks will be played. Not all tracks are suitable for the Intune Show. You can submit them MP3 formatted. You can title your tracks because I cannot have my people trying to figure out what's the name of your track. We didn't write it. We didn't produce it. We don't know. So make sure you guys have that all typed out before sending your tracks. Again, MP3 formatted. There has to be mixed and mastered, and it has to be clean. I'm not playing no nonsense on the show. Okay, so that's promotion number one. Promotion number two is your time to shine. If you're looking for 15 minutes to shine, then definitely get in tune by emailing ms.latrice, and that's LATRICE, Jacobs@hotmail.com, and she will give you all the details that you need to join the 15 minutes of fame, which I think is an amazing thing. You get 2 weeks of promo before and after, and you get an interview for $10. So definitely get in tune with her to set that up ASAP because the slots are going fast. We're also working on a freestyle battle that will be live on air. And I'm not announcing anything and any details further on that because I haven't figured it out yet. But I will definitely keep you guys in tune to that. Phoenix Star 9 online and myself, we're promoting Double Up. So basically there's a little link that we're tweeting out there. We're putting it on Facebook. We're putting it wherever we can put it. And basically what it is you just click on the link, fill in your email information, and gain an interview with me, Miss P, and gain an interview with Phoenix Star 9. You also get featured on her website. You also get, I think it's 2 weeks worth of promotion from both of us, from my team and from her team. So it's no cost at all. It's just putting your email in there and letting us work for you. So that's definitely something that I would check out if I was you guys. If you need more information, again, you can go to my website or you can go to PhoenixStarOnlineOnline.com. And definitely gain by doing so. So everything that we do or we try to put together is really about just ingratiating everyone's skills, talents, expertise, whatever. I'm not about trying to gain money from anyone, but it's just about trying to put people on that note that everything in life is an investment. So you definitely have to put something out there. We have a ton of listeners. We have a ton of supporters. And the best thing about, you know, the Intune Show or just any online radio show is that it's not cut off by crossing over borders. You understand what I'm saying? So internet radio can be streamed from any device as long as you have internet. So that's one thing that people need to get in mind. When you're trying to advertise, when you're trying to put yourself out there, when you're doing promo, you need to be connected to an online service. Because guess what? Everybody's online. So keep that in mind when you're saying, why should I do this and why should I do that? Hey, if you have to question why you need to do something to ingratiate yourself and empower yourself, then maybe you need to think about what you're doing and do something else. That's just some food for thought. So until tomorrow night, guys, I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off because you know that I can. I just want to thank you once again for, you know, supporting the Intune Show and allowing me to be me because, you know, I'm going to continue to do that anyway, regardless. So until tomorrow night, guys, I just want to say thank you, have a good night, and most importantly, stay in tune because, you know, it only gets better from here every single day. Remember that. Good night, babies.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go.
Ripples.